Good evening. Recreation is an expression of the inner nature of man. Through it, each person is helped to be the man his inner nature demands. It is a form of leisure time experience in which physical, mental, and spiritual satisfaction comes to an individual from participation. Just living is a vital part of a child's life. His beginnings have an important relationship to his later life. Let's use a case history to explain this point. "Here me is," says Jackie D., aged 4, just starting kindergarten, as he stands alert on tiptoe to face life for the first time, his pockets bulging with his toy gun, little Otto, his very treasured possessions. Jackie D. is a joyous, responsive, very human person. Here me is. Yes, here he is. And what are the parts of the world that are most important to him as he stands on the threshold of his universe? There are 6 parts of his world which we recognize as essential. Health, education, religion, labor, government, and recreation. The first 5 are not likely to be neglected in this country. But the 6th one, recreation, might be neglected if we neglect our community program in that field. The Jackie D's of this generation stand before us. Here we are. What will you do with us? Children, young people, workers, the aged, all need recreational outlets. Recently, there has been increased interest in Kalamazoo concerning the facilities and program organization and administration and financing of recreation. The publicly and privately supported agencies are all concerned with increasing the opportunities for recreation combined with efficient administration. This evening, we have in the studio 4 people who are vitally interested in this topic. They are Mr. Glenn Allen, Jr., Vice Mayor of Kalamazoo, Dr. Lloyd Norick, Superintendent of the Kalamazoo Public Schools, Mr. H. Larry Harvey, a member of the Board of Education and Directors of the Community Chest, and Dr. Harold C. Taylor, Director of the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Community Research. Let's start with you, Mr. Allen. To what extent does Kalamazoo support recreation through taxation?
The budget for the Recreation Commission for 1947 was $54,000. I have with me here a copy of the original resolution in 1924 when the City Commission began the 50-50 participation with the Board of Education. That year, $2,000 was voted. This year, the Township of Kalamazoo is also participating in the program by contributing an additional $10,000 to the budget. In addition, the Parks Department spends a great deal of money to maintain and improve our many parks and playgrounds.
Well, now I understand that more facilities are needed for various programs in Kalamazoo. Has the city any plans in that connection, Mr. Allen?
Yes, we have. There is a desperate need for baseball and softball diamonds. To relieve the situation, the commission has voted an appropriation of $27,500 to construct 14 new ball diamonds in what is known as Dickinson Field, just north of Versluis Park. The allocation is from the 1948 Special City Improvement Fund and is in addition to the $54,000 budget of the Recreation Commission, of which the city participates to the extent of 1/2.
I see. Is there anything else that you'd like to add concerning the city's part in recreation, Mr. Allen?
Yes, Dr. Dunbar. There are other projects the city is planning, but let me say this. We are vitally interested in improving recreation, and it will continue to be improved just as fast as possible.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Now let's turn to the schools. Dr. Norix, the Board of Education also participates in the recreation program, doesn't it?
That's right, Dr. Dunbar. Mr. Allen has mentioned that half of the $54,000 budget was granted by the city. The other half is appropriated by the Board of Education. In order to clear up this dual sponsorship, perhaps I could mention the organization of the Recreation Commission. This group consists of 2 members selected by the City Commission, 2 from the Board of Education, the City Manager, the Superintendent of Schools. Now there's also a member from the Kalamazoo Township Board. This organization, representing these 3 governmental units, administers the recreation program.
Thank you, Dr. Norix. I think that might clear up some confusion. There's been a great deal of interest regarding playgrounds and other school facilities. Can you tell us of any future plans?
The Parent Teacher Association in each of our schools has been very interested in this problem. They have studied the matter, and each school has drawn up their needs in order of priority. The The recommendations will be very useful to the Board of Education and the Recreation Commission. In addition, the Board of Education and its plans for buildings and school grounds are giving considerable thought to providing better facilities for recreation and community use.
Is there anything more to add, Dr. Norris?
I might add that in addition to the money for the use of the Recreation Department, the Board of Education also administers the public library, which is an important recreational activity in the lives of Kalamazoo citizens. For this service, the Board of Education spends approximately $170,000 per year.
All right, Dr. Norris. So far, we've been discussing the activities conducted with tax money. But what about private agencies, Mr. Harvey? Are they concerned with recreation? I presume they are.
Yes, Dr. Dunbar. There are 9 such organizations. The majority of these receive their annual funds from the community chest. They are Boy Scouts, Douglas Community Center, Girl Scouts, Oakwood Youth Incorporated, Salvation Army, Student Canteen, Third Street Community Center, YMCA, and the YWCA.
Well, that's quite a list. What proportion of the money raised is used for recreation?
The Red Feather Recreation Program for Kalamazoo is the largest in our community. The cost far outstrips other forms of leisure time activities. During 1948, these 9 agencies will receive over $109,000 for their programs. Of the total amount raised in the last Community Chest campaign, 54 cents out of every dollar will go to these 9 recreation and leisure time organizations.
I believe very few of us realize that so much money was spent for recreation and leisure time by private agencies. Have you anything else to add, Mr. Harvey?
One more point, Dr. Dunbar. The board of directors of the Community Chest are very much interested in recreation. They are concerned with the total recreational program in Kalamazoo, that is well administered, that there be coordination and cooperation between the public and private recreational agencies, and that all the people be given an adequate opportunity to enjoy recreational activities.
Thank you, Mr. Harvey. Well, Dr. Taylor, we haven't heard from you. Would you mention any problems that may still be unsolved?
I think possibly a little background before we do that might be helpful. As most of the listeners know, last June, a survey of recreation in Kalamazoo was made by a Chicago concern. That study cost the people $5,000, half supplied by the city and half by the Board of Education. Since that survey was completed, it has been publicized and studied by a large number of organizations. Also, in March of this year, there were 5 area meetings conducted in the junior high schools to further inform the public and to learn from the people what their needs are for more facilities and services. As a result of these 5 area meetings, there was an all-day conference held on April 24. 7 motions were passed at this conference and later presented to the Recreation Commission for consideration.
Well, now, Mr. Taylor, would you please summarize the content of these resolutions very briefly and tell us what the City Recreation Commission did with it?
Yes, I'll try to do that, Dr. Dunbar. The first of these 7 refers to the serious shortage in the number of softball and baseball fields in Kalamazoo, and as Mr. Allen pointed out a few moments ago, action was taken immediately on that. I know that the city already recognized to a very large extent that shortage. The second of those 2 of these 7 recommendations refers to what was termed a more equitable distribution of the use of these softball and baseball and gymnasium facilities also. Now, I think what was in mind there was that whenever children and younger people need those facilities, it was the thought of the people at this recreation conference that that ought to be given as much priority as possible by comparison even with the needs of the adults in the community. Now, the third emphasized the need for a swimming program. The fourth recognized that the township people have not had quite as much discussion of their needs since they came into the program as the people inside the city had had, and suggested further study of the township needs. Now, the fifth recommendation suggests that the Recreation Commission should call for further study yet from the community with respect to the administration and finance of the recreation program. They raised the question as to whether the program should be administered by the city alone, by the Board of Education alone, or jointly, as they now are, and also brought up the question as to whether the library should be administered by the city, by the Board of Education, as it now is, or jointly. Now, the sixth recommendation covered matters connected with playgrounds at the schools, additional equipment and additional playgrounds, which Dr. Norris mentioned briefly, and action, of course, is being taken on that. The seventh indicated that free shelters should be provided at Millam Park to protect picnic parties in case of inclement weather. Now, most of these are, as I indicated, under consideration. With respect, just let me go back to a moment to that swimming program. Lincoln School is to be opened this summer with respect to their swimming facilities, and I believe the others are under consideration.
Well, as I understand it, the City Recreation Commission did not decide, however, to go ahead with this further study at the present time. Is that correct?
With further study of the township needs?
Yes.
I'm not sure where that stands. I was under the impression that such study would be initiated, but I don't know.
I see. Well, now, how about financing this program of recreation? Mr. Dr. Taylor, can you say anything about that?
Well, it seems obvious that recreation has grown a lot, as Mr. Allen indicated in those budgets from way back as compared to the budgets now, and that it'll continue to grow. Like every other service, it costs money. It must be assumed that if the public wants a more extensive recreational program, more money must be spent for recreational purposes. Now, there are obviously only two ways in which more could be provided for recreation. One way is to use some additional money for recreation instead of using it for some other purpose. Now, if you will pardon a personal opinion, I haven't gotten the impression during the last year or so of considering this that either the Board of Education or the city regards that as very much of a possibility. These members want to comment on that. The other way is by obtaining additional money through taxation.
Well, thank you, Dr. Taylor. I'm sorry that we have to call this discussion to a halt, but our time is just about up. I'm sure that we could continue the discussion for a long time. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being with us this evening and presenting your views and ideas. Kalamazoo wants and needs to improve their recreation program. It's not going to be done overnight. There'll have to be a great deal of joint endeavor, the determination of leaders, and an urge on the part of the entire community to achieve a more prosperous and satisfying life through recreation. Next week's program in the Know Your City series will bring to our microphone members of Kalamazoo's National Guard Unit, Company C-126 Infantry. This has been another program presented in the public interest by the Fetcher Broadcasting Company. And now here is Dick Martin with Late News Bulletin.